Welcome, everybody, to Cloud Chat with Stefan and Matt. I'm Stefan.
And I'm Matt Brown. And live and in person. What kind of live? Pre-recorded.
sort of live.
Yes. Coming at you from our EBC and RTP. Is that enough acronyms?
That's
for
a
you?
Lot of good acronyms. I love it. We're fresh off of a data center tour. We got to see all kinds of good physical hardware, the private cloud elements of our Cloud Chat conversations.
Lots of blinky lights.
So many delightful blinky lights. It's weird. We think about missing personal interaction, and there's a part of me that misses interacting with hardware as well.
I'm just
seeing it, and my old friend, hello, I hear you. I hear you whispering to me, sweet fans.
Lots of cables.
Yes.
Lots of fans.
And we, one of the fun things that we saw in the data center tour was Cloud One and where it lives physically, which was enlightening to me. But it reminded me that we maybe have not spoken enough about NetApp on NetApp and what NetApp on NetApp is about and what it does. And I know one of the elements of those conversations is Cloud One, which is why I mentioned it and how I brought those things together. See how I did that?
Kind of a funny feeling. I can talk a little bit about that. Well, it's interesting. So I've been in IT for, oh my goodness, 35 years? That's embarrassing. Yeah. And one of the things that I always found unique about being in IT, especially a person who used to buy stuff from IT, is that I never really got to understand, actually talk to the person who actually uses it. Or, you know, if you go to a showroom of a car, I can test drive the car. If I go basically buy anything, shoes, what have you, I can try them on and stuff. And many IT ideas, I mean, you're really buying a brochure. And you're talking, maybe you're talking to people to get really an idea of what the product does. Which is where companies like, or not companies, organizations like NetApp on NetApp come in. Most high tech companies have these IT on IT, and the goal is really to talk about how these companies use their own products. It's a given that we're going to use our products, right?
Right. It's expected. Certainly. It's expected. For anybody who makes products in IT, they would be using their own products.
If you ever go to an IT company that's making IT products and they don't use them, don't buy them.
Yeah, it seems pro tip. Yes.
So, but it's more than just adoption. You understand the benefits they're actually getting from them. And you expect them to be people to give you best practices, how best to deploy this technology. What should I expect from that technology? And more importantly, what have you done in terms of business benefits that you can display tangible benefits from direct deployment of your technology? And that's where NetApp and NetApp comes in. We are not just, we're not a product company. I mean, we're not a product shop. IT's IT. We're a customer. Yeah. We have the same challenges that every single one of our customers are facing. We have budgetary constraints. We have pressures to go to the cloud. We have pressures to be more agile, pressures to be, I don't know, more efficient, pressures to provide better services to our internal and our external customers. And in that sense, we share how our technology is helping solve many of those challenges. And really inspire some of our customers by what we've done with our technology in terms of tangible business outcomes. And the long short of it is that's why we're here. And more importantly, being able to not only talk about it transactionally, but provide a lot of collateral that really highlights the value and where the NetApp technology fits into solving some of these common problems.
Yes, NetAppIT.com is the house for a lot of these resources, the home for them. And it's one of my favorite things easily about NetAppIT.com is that there's no sort of registration gateway and to get access to the content.
Well, that's a tease. How many times you go into like, I don't know, I just bought a dishwasher, and it makes you go to 15 levels of registration just to go and register it so I can get the manual or what have you.
Right? Yes, and I get super reluctant to sign in with Google or one of my other ID formats. I don't know why. It seems obtrusive. At any rate, so I love that it's out there. And then I also, you talked a lot about some of the business value concepts and the higher level payoffs that have been produced by the efforts that NetApp IT has made internally to shrink data center footprint or to improve efficiencies. And what I like is that it doesn't stop there with the, like, hey, here's it's a different kind of tease. Here's a teaser bullet. You could save 70% on your footprint or whatever, but like, how do I do that? I want that. That sounds good. It's actually there. NetAppIT.com actually contains, here's some recipes that you can use to deliver that, which I think is somewhat unique in the approach. It's almost like, well, if you want to find out the details, you need to come talk to us, and then we'll stick our Salesforce on you, and you'll be inundated with 400 calls and six meetings, and then you might get to the person who could tell you how we actually did it.
And so, in our case, we expose those people directly to the customer so they can actually have those conversations as quickly as they'd like to. The other piece, though, that I always find interesting is that, you know, people go, well, the abstraction from saying a storage device to enabling faster go-to-market and CI/CD, that seems like a big chasm. Well, yeah, that's because you're talking about a storage device. We're talking about data here and how to maximize the movements or the use of that data. And that's really the NetApp value proposition, right? Is how do we provide the tools and the capabilities to take that data and actually enable a better business process, like improving the delivery of software in this case, or improving the reliability of our operations, or even lending to the ability to automate. It's leveraging the data aspects of it. So it's not that big of a chasm to cross when you're talking about the abstraction layer from what our product is to how it actually enables the business.
Yes. And I think there's also enough context provided in the information. So there isn't this overarching, well, we're not using that application, so that doesn't apply to us in our environment, right? The way that it's presented does give you a high degree of specificity, but it also provides you with this good guidance around these are the things that you ought to think about.
Yeah,
generally speaking.
And we're not shy about talking about the best of breed products that are out there and how NetApp technology works with them, right? Because most IT shops are using a lot of best of breed, and they want to know, does ServiceNow work with this? Does Red Hat work with this? And does Splunk work with it? Yeah, actually it does. Yeah. We're actually using those technologies as well and maximizing the benefits because of our great technology. Awesome. The other piece I think that's unique about us is that we don't just talk either executive speak or really tech speak. We can have any level of conversation you want. I truly believe as a IT consumer, the best way to sell me something is let me talk to me at another, as a customer, and really understand how it's benefiting me. Let me understand the questions that I'm interested in. I may not want too much technology. Maybe I don't want too much exec somewhere just right. And you need to match that peer to peer. And we offer that. We have a bench that offers peers from very frontline folks to as high up as our CIO to have the conversation about the value that our products bring to that role, and in a way that role then would understand it for the value.
You're very passionate about this. You bring a passion for NetApp and NetApp. What drives that? What is it?
Well, it's funny because being working in IT so long, you rarely get to talk to other peers about what you do. And I believe that if you really enjoy what you're doing and really believe in what you're doing, that passion is going to come out. And you're not just going to get it from me. Every person that works in IT is very proud of what they do, and they're very proud of what the NetApp technology can do for them. And they're very excited to be able to share that with customers. I think that alone creates a dynamic in that sales activity that you can't train and you can't buy. You get to the core of where somebody gets really excited about something, man, it's the best sales tool in the world.
For sure. For sure. How did we become able to share the things that we do and not have it be treated as a competitive advantage, right? Internally, right? Internal, our IT processes, some of the things that we share and very open about. What did it take to allow you to share that? Or are there other things that are we only share those actually live in person with customers under NDA? Is there a secret handshake to get into those? Or is
there, for IT, fortunately enough, we don't classify it under NDA. That is freely open and share. There are just better ways of doing common IT activities, right? And more importantly, leveraging NetApp technology to do so. And I think therein lies, a lot of benefits to a lot of organizations. We're not going to be shy about doing. We're going to be very open about doing this. But no, and as we have talked about many, many times, it's not just technology. It is the people and process, understanding how we're working in that and how technology enables those great people and processes.
So. Yes. And that's been another piece that I've really enjoyed about NetApp on NetApp engaging the team in general is it's not just IT infrastructure conversations. It's DevOps. It's people process things and understanding that. And I think we've had the opportunity to illuminate some of those approaches in our Cloud Check conversations.
Oh, yeah,
think
yeah.
of guilds in particular, that people element. But yeah.
IT is ever-changing. And again, as a customer, we're going through everything our customers are going through. And I think it's, like I said, it not only helps us by talking with customers understand how to evolve even further, but it's exciting to be able to share all of the great experiences we have with our products, and really, again, inspire some of our customers to achieve the same results. Yeah.
It's wonderful. I love it. Well, thank you for reminding us again about NetApp and all the great things and great work that you do.
Really appreciate that.
Wonderful to see you in person.
You too.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Cloud Chat with Stefan and Matt.
Like us, subscribe,
comment.
Please comment.
Yes, we'd love to hear it. Is this interesting? Is it helpful? We'd love to know. Thanks,
everyone. See you soon. Bye-bye.